You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Benita Lee. The two-time Grammy-nominated Nashville African-American Wind Symphony will be in Boulder this Sunday. They'll play a free concert at CU Boulder's Mackey Auditorium. KGNU's Michelle Simpson spoke with Bruce Ayers, who created and conducts the symphony, and two of its members, Marissa King and Stephanie Richardson.
You know, Bruce, my first question for you, what inspired you? What inspired you to establish a symphony, an all-Black wind band ensemble? What is the root of that? Where did that come from?
How much time do we have? First? So I think I need to start a little bit, go back a little bit.
Okay.
So band has always been a part of my life. It's always been the most meaningful thing to me, other than, you know, family and my spirituality. I can remember being that little boy, 5 years old, 6 years old, and, you know, probably a pencil in my hand and listening to music. My mom would turn on the classical radio station and I'm just conducting and just in my own zone, eyes closed, and I have a tuxedo on and there are hundreds of people playing this beautiful music in front of me and under my baton. And so that I had those experiences. That was me, my imagination at 5 years old. So fast forward a little bit, I did band all the way through college, actually. And so when I became better, I started getting accepted to these honor bands and ensembles in all states and regions and districts, and then, you know, offered scholarships for college. And so in that experience, I was always one of the only Black kids. I didn't put a name to it then. It wasn't a thing to me. I was doing what I loved. But, you know, looking back, it was, where were all of the people of color? Where are all my brothers and sisters at?
Yeah. No,
exactly. And it's not that we didn't play instruments. It's just that we didn't seek those opportunities. I think there was maybe a lack of exposure. Mm-hmm. And that was a really eye-opening experience for me. I say that when you hear the Nashville African American Wind Symphony, it's an experience that you didn't know that you needed. The music is emotional because our love for music really does come out through the horn. You know, a lot of people do come up to us at the end of the programs in tears. And mm-hmm. So it's we're going to play music highlighting the works of African American composers. And so there's some pieces that are going to be really heavy pieces that are necessary for the climate that our current country is in. And so that's what I can say for you now.
Now, you raise a good point. And that's something that occurred to me. The question I have for all of you is what your understanding was of classical or classical music, and what it is now. Because when we think of the word, when we think of the term classical, typically I think of, anyway, music that was written in a Western musical tradition and feels as if the ownership belongs somewhere other than us. And when I say us, I'm talking about Black folks. So what's your relationship to classical music? And was your introduction to classical music when you joined the symphony? Or had you had some exposure before that? Anybody can take that question. Stephanie, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I think when we think of classical music, it does seem a bit restrictive because we are focused on the prominent white composers. And that is the beauty of the things that we have done with Nas. We celebrate people, but we know that Black music is a lot more rich and a lot more genre crossing than that. When you sit in the audience, it's a visceral reaction. People are very emotional. When they start playing the Black National Anthem, everyone stands up and it's like everyone's on the same page. And it's a beautiful feeling because it's that sense of pride. And it's like, yes, this is truly for us. We really haven't experienced this lane of music. Like when you think of a wind symphony, People think of an orchestra, which is understood because people, they conflate the two. However, it's just the pure appreciation for the art form, and it's just emotional, and people are proud, and you get a lot of and yes, and it's just really, really good music, and it feels so good to see people receive it that way, and I love the responses that we get from our audiences. Want to see more of us, and they want to know when's the next event so they can show up. I mean, it's a very wonderful experience to see people really receiving this well.
Yeah. Marissa, yeah. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes, actually, I will say that on a more social level, I love the educational aspect that it's bringing to the Black community. But one other thing I love, and I've been noticing these last couple events, is that it's the mere fact that I guess these spaces were not or have not been originally for us to attend. And so when you think of symphonies, when you think of orchestras for Nashville residents, you think of going down to TPAC, the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, and dressing up nice and getting to have one night where you and your lady friend can go out and, you know, dress up and have a great night on the town. And we as a Black community never have really had those spaces. One thing I will say is that we know how to dress and we know how to show up. And anywhere that you allow us to come and wear our Sunday go best, not on a Sunday, we're going to do it. And they come and they bring the family. And it's, you could tell that it's something that holds somewhat of a prestige moment for them, that they can say they attended a Black symphony. They got to dress up in their Black ball gowns and attend a Black symphony.
Beautifully put. Marissa. Yeah.
The thing that keeps me coming back is the mindset that there's always room for growth and there's always room for us. And so in places about history, in places that we never thought you would see a Black person, this makes us really feel accepted. That's all I can kind of say about it. Like that feeling that you get, that we get at the end of almost every show, seeing that place just continue to be more people, folks on the walls, folks. Everybody's face gets shocked every single time. And I love looking at the surprise on our face every single time because it's just like, yeah, we're doing this. Like we're in here. This is space. This is our space. And that growth we are showing the community is just really powerful. Every minority community can feel this. This is definitely possible throughout everything. So that's just the thing that keeps everyone mentally kind of focused on it. And I can honestly say that all of us really came in with the same goal, and that's to spread this and spread just us being able to be in this space. And so as long as that's the forefront, I think that we'll be unstoppable.
KGNU's Michelle Simpson talking with members of the Nashville African American Wind Symphony, Marissa King, Stephanie Richardson, and the symphony creator and conductor Bruce Ayers. NOS will perform at Mackey Auditorium this Sunday. For more information about that free concert, visit kgnu.org.